The Group 2 Missile Stakes is the feature at Randwick on Saturday. Some great horses have won it over the years, but this is we're going to go to an audio of a race of 1984, probably a famous or infamous race, if you like. It was won by a 200-to-1 debutante called Pluvite. But what makes it so memorable, it was the day that the barrier stalls got bogged. They couldn't use the barrier stalls. They did the next best thing they could do. It was a flag start. Flag start, 1984. Here it is.
The riders to bring their horses forward. A chance of a start, and the flag start is effected. They're off in the Missile at the 600 in the Missile, and Real Dream's taken a break of three quarters plus Veet. A length the Great Escape travelling on the inside of Pashenka's Gem, and Conrad Hilton is starting to make some ground around the outside of the field, followed by Buena Gold and Power Symbol. Entering the stretch at the 400 again, plus Veet booting up on the inside to join Real Dream, who's heading to the centre of the track. Buena Gold is starting to come into it, followed by Power Symbol, and Pashenka's Gem's a million one at the 200. This newcomer plus Veet, only as big as a mouse. He's a length on Buena Gold, Real Dream the outside, and then Power Symbol. It's plus Veet still in front of the Missile Stakes. They're not going to catch this grey, and plus Veet goes on to win. Plus Veet has scored by about a length and three quarters.
Bud Cummings trained 200-to-1. I'm not even sure we ever heard of Pluvite. I think we got to know that. Nobody even knew how to pronounce his name at the time. I wonder if Chris Lees remembers that race and is prepared for any of his four starters in the Missile Stakes to put up with a flag start. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Dan. Yeah, I'm showing my age. I do remember that. I think Peter Myers might have been the jockey.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, and I would naturally, everyone wanted the race winning to go ahead, but 200-to-1 winner, I don't think the crowd were happy about it.
No.
You are going to gang tackle the Missile. Race has been pretty good for you in the past because you won it with Invincible Gem a few years back, and 2017, I think, ran second in it the year or so after, and Little Remain, you got the Quinella that year, but you got four runners in it on Saturday, and they're all going to be at good odds there, and they're all going to have different coloured caps on because of your six runners on Saturday, all Australian bloodstock horses, but four in the Missile. What can you tell us about your four runners there? And two of them I've seen, they're going to go on the English Digital Online auction on the 16th and the 17th in Wunderbar and Enchanted Heart.
Yeah, the two mares, this is more than likely their last race start. They've both been successful mares over a good period and both have nice pedigrees, so I'm sure they'll attract a lot of interest later in the month. Wunderbar's had a freshen up. Well, both of them did have a freshen up off the back of the Tats Tiara. She looks in good order. She always reacts well, a little on the fresh side. And Enchanted Heart, she's backing up from last Saturday where she was an unlucky second. She's involved in a protest and the 1,100 metres. And she gives every indication she'll handle the quick turnaround. Both handle soft ground. There's forecast for a little bit of rain. So the track conditions won't have any real consequence on their chances, but they'll both run very well. Of the other two, Gem Song, he's up and going. He's probably our preferred one, I'd suggest. He raced very well in the Ramorny at Grafton a few weeks ago. He likes his run space and he gets a favourable gate. And Special Reward, he had a good preparation last time. Just from that gate, he's likely to give away a bit of start and you'll probably need some good tempo to get him into the race. But if he gets that, well, he'll get his chance.
So perhaps Gem Song, the best of the four, because they're all pretty good odds.
Yeah, they're all odds. And look, to be fair, you know, they're probably all just place chances. But if made to say one, I'd say Gem Song, but I couldn't deny that the man's running well.
Your runners earlier on in the day at Randwick on Saturday, they looked to have genuine chances in our candidate, race three. And, gee, you must have been pleased with Carcophonics' first up run. The Kiwi got back and made ground on a day that probably wasn't that easy to make ground either. So they're in races three and four, our candidate and Carcophonics.
Yeah, our candidate, he got a confidence-building win at Grafton over the Carnival. And he was well-treated in a set weights class six. Back to Saturday grade, but he's fit and well, handles all conditions. Hopefully that confidence will bring him on, and he does get in well with Dylan Gibbons' claim. Cacophonics, really nice Australian debut. Gives every indication he'll probably want even further again than the 1,400 of Saturday, but with a soft draw, and again with Dylan's claim, he he'll get his chance at the 1400, and I expect him to run well.
So hasn't Dylan been a revelation with you, the Gibbons family, and their association with the Lees stable over well, obviously a long period of time, but how Dylan's come of age, you've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, really proud of him. He's only into his second year of his apprenticeship. I think he's already ridden 200 winners, rode over 100 for the last season. And now he's had a taste of Sydney just through the winter when a few of the name jockeys were in Brisbane, but you'll see more of him down there now over the next 12 months. And, I don't think he'll have that 3 kilo for too long.
The most interesting runner I think that you've got and maybe you've had for a while is Hosier, who's the favourite in the Coffs Harbour Cup today, race 7 at 3:55. Initially, when I saw it in your care, I thought it must have been sold and changed hands, but the ownership has still stayed the same?
Yes, it has. Yeah, no, very honoured to have a horse for the Williams team and the other connections that are in the horse. He's a lovely horse. He's settled in well since he's been in the stable. Come up with the idea that he's better suited on our softer tracks that we've been getting of late in New South Wales. So I thought this race just presented as a nice option for him to kick off in. It also has the attachment of being a qualifier for the Big Dance, one of our many new races that we have. And should he be able to win that, he'd get in that $2 million race on Melbourne Cup Day. But first things first, I thought this race, as I said, presented nice. Probably fell away a touch to what it looked at nomination time. 13 runners, he puts himself up on speed. It often is a track that favours horses up on speed, and it'll race in that soft range, which again plays into his favour, but still mindful that he's coming off the decent break.
So I know he's trialled for you. You're happy with where he's at? Does he feel like he's a progressive horse? And just looking at that, the Big Dance, even if he doesn't quite make it there, the Little Dance doesn't look too bad at $500,000 announced yesterday as well.
I'm sure there'll be some connections we'd probably prefer to be in the Little Dance. He settled in really well. He's pleased in his gallops. He had a tick over trial at Muswellbrook. I was up there that day. His recovery was quite good and he just went through the motions. But he looks a horse that's going to put himself in the right spot for a Coffs Harbour track. And race on paper doesn't have a huge amount of speed, although being a country cup, they can generate a bit of false tempo. So gets Bowman in the saddle. So he gets a few ticks, but from my point of view, I want to see how he reacts race day.
Jay Bowman on a Thursday at Coffs Harbour, albeit the cup, but there's a lot of positives there. So looking ahead, you've got a few runners, even at Scone tomorrow. Is there something within the course of Hosier through to Saturday that you might fancy more than something else?
There's forecast for big rain today at Scone. If that eventuates, got a nice wet track in race 7 called Milka. She's fresh, probably over a mile, probably a touch short for her, but she really relishes the ground, and the forecast is looking like there's going to be plenty of rain today, so she might be a chance there in the early markets.
Okay, fancy that, rain in New South Wales. But race 7 tomorrow, Milka, number 8, isn't it? So it might be one to keep an eye on. And Hosier today, of course. Chris, thank you very much for time. We always appreciate it. And good luck, particularly over the course of the next few days.
Thanks, Dan.